This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling man.
Morning, Melbourne.
It's Friday, and are you feeling more exhausted this morning than ever before?
It's been a very busy week, but
yes,
it's a weekend coming up.
It is the weekend.
Northside Bazaar's
on. Are you excited about it?
I am. I'm looking forward to
it. Are you wearing your chaps at the barbecue?
Cook those sausages.
Yes, all yours if you don't watch
no,
it.
Not at all. There's a new app.
Right.
So remember a few years ago Shazam came out?
Yes.
And we can
I love Shazam.
So do
I. All the time.
You can just press it and it identifies the song.
Yep.
Right? Well, there's a new app that's very similar that lets users scan an artwork.
Right.
So you have to take a photo of it. You open the app, you put it, you point your phone at the art.
Right.
And it identifies the title, artist, its historical info, and other information.
Oh my
about
God,
it.
How brilliant is this?
So,
I love it.
So, how good's that? So, it's already being used in 30 galleries, including the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and the Royal Academy of Art in London.
Well, it saves us a lot of time because we don't know anything about art, do we?
Well, we don't know anything.
Well, look, you know, in saying that, what is art, really? It's whatever it is, right? But we've been to a few galleries and we've just played it up, haven't we?
We have.
Like, our favourite word is juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition. The lights and all this stuff.
We're trying to fit in with everybody else.
But
now we've actually... We will know what we're talking about. We'll appear what we know.
Well, no. So
about.
We could go beforehand.
Yeah.
We could find out the information and then run around and sound like we know what we're talking about.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
But how good is it?
I think it's fantastic.
But particularly for art lovers. Because
knowledge is power, darling.
They'll want all that they'll want all that information anyway.
Of course they will. Juxtaposition.
CCTV footage of a man driving a ride-on mower into a service station in Tasmania.
Yes.
Was posted by police on their Facebook page. So just after midnight back in October the 1st, the unidentified man pulled up to a fuel bowser with a second man accompanying him on foot close behind. And then police officers then pulled alongside them in a van. So he's riding his ride-on lawnmower.
Hold on. Back up a little bit. It's a lawnmower for grass.
It's a lawnmower for grass.
And he's riding on it. How's he riding on it?
So he's drunk.
Right. Okay.
He's got a blood alcohol reading of 0.143.
Right.
And he drives it to the service station.
The lawnmower. Hilarious.
So he drives it in, fills it up with petrol, police officers pull up beside him and charged him with exceeding the prescribed alcohol limit and driving an unregistered.
Okay, well, as long as they didn't charge him for filling up the lawnmower, because he's only putting petrol in.
They didn't charge him for... But it was at night, so it was dark, and he's sitting there and he's driving this little lawnmower down the road.
I'm just... You know what's really funny about it? His thought process before he did what he did, you know, hilarious, like really drunk, just going,
I think I'll
fill it up with petrol.
I think I'll mow the lawn.
I'll mow the lawn.
In the middle of the night.
Sounds like a legend to me.
Yeah, don't know what he was thinking, but yeah, so just be careful. So the alcohol laws do
and
apply to lawnmowers.
Don't drink drive, especially with a lawnmower.
Got a solution for you if you're going out to a club. You're going to go out this weekend?
I'm not going to go to a club.
No?
I'll go out for dinner, but not a club. I don't do clubs, Warren.
No.
Because I love the sound of my own voice, and the fact that I've got to yell into people's ears for them to hear me just does my head in.
But I did a couple of weeks ago for the first time in ages. I had a really good time.
Yes.
It was lots of fun. But anyway, I've got a solution for you. If you don't want to drink and you want to cut down on the booze,
right?
Okay, you can chew on coffee beans.
Right.
That's right, yes. Instead of necking a gin and tonic... or a glass of Sauv Blanc, you can take a packet of coffee beans with you on your next evening out and munch away, because that's what Victoria Beckham does.
Oh, my God, is that why she looks fabulous?
That's what she does. She's revealed her secret to avoid drinking alcohol. So it's like an espresso and martini, but without the vodka, coffee liqueur and whatever
else. That would taste like crap. Imagine chewing on a coffee bean.
Yeah.
She's grinding coffee for people.
Yep, that's right.
She's probably spitting it out of her mouth when she's done.
She wants to remain fresh in the mornings and only truly lets her hair down on significant occasions.
Oh,
so
my
she's
God.
Sitting there munching on coffee beans.
Yeah, that is quite hilarious. Well, she's 43, she's my age, and she looks fabulous. So maybe I should start crunching on coffee
maybe
beans.
You should.
Instead of sculling them in the morning.
Well, I've got a bit of a coffee addiction.
A bit?
Yeah, I don't know.
You knock back at least 5 cupperoonies when you're around me.
Yeah.
You probably need the energy.
Plus the rest for the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never really crunched on the coffee beans.
It tastes hideous, darling.
Yeah, there's a bitterness to it, isn't there?
Yeah, so
maybe we can try one and see what we think. think of it. We went out earlier this week just for, you know, to debrief and do some planning and what
have you. A couple of knock-offs. It was lovely.
It was really nice. I always enjoy spending time with out of here. One thing I did notice, though, is you ran into someone. I think an ex-colleague or anyway.
Yeah, I used to work with her years ago,
And she came over and I was just watching and she spoke, she was very, hello, how are you? And then I noticed your voice changed and you started talking the same way.
Yeah, it's funny.
Is this the same Anastasia?
I know.
Is this the Greek Anastasia?
The heavy Greek accent changed too.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm really wild. Like, I'm doing like 3 days at Joy and, you know, yeah, no, it's rash. And I didn't notice it until you started giggling and looking at me and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just talking like a hot hole.
But then you kept talking like it to me afterwards.
Do you know where I think that's come from? I mean, I generally do that. Like if I talk to somebody, even if someone can't speak English properly, I start talking like I can't speak English too. Do you know what I mean?
Do you do the louder thing? It's over there.
Yeah, totally. But don't you mimic the person that you're kind of talking
to? Yeah, you do.
It kind of happens naturally, doesn't it?
Isn't that part of developing rapport, though?
Exactly.
You sort of do try and mimic.
Well, exactly. What? Making them feel really comfortable.
Making them.
But you know what? I think that originally it happened. This girl that I used to work with knew my first girlfriend. I was with this girl for 6 years.
Right.
And she wants to talk like that, like the whole time. And then we'd go home and she'd be like, get us a bev. But when we're out, we were like, darling, how are you? And that's stuck now. Like that is what I do for a bit of fun now.
Yeah, well, this girl, she came up, you started talking it, she went away and you kept talking it. You were talking it to me. And that's why I was giggling because I wasn't saying anything. I'm just going to let her keep talking.
So what do you prefer? Do you prefer that, me talking like that, or do you prefer me just being the Greek chick that I am?
I prefer you being just the Greek chick that you are.
So do I.
Your authentic self. But it was very, very funny, so.
Oh, it would have been very entertaining.
We have to have a chat to her again. I wonder what other characters you've got up your sleeve.
Oh, I've got heaps, mate.
Hey, one in five Australians are victims of image-based abuse, according to a survey by RMIT earlier this year.
Wow.
For Indigenous Australians, it's one in two. People with a disability is one in two. And for LGBTQ, it's one in three.
Wow.
How's that?
That's really full on.
So we're above average in terms of the number that suffer this image-based abuse. And taking steps is quite difficult in terms of being able to report it to somewhere. But the government's about to launch a national portal for reporting instances of image-based abuse. And the portal will allow victims to report revenge porn online and provide immediate access to support that has previously been unavailable. Do you reckon, have you ever...
I think that's really hideous that someone would do that to anybody. Revenge porn, it's just disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon
it's
too.
So cowardly, hiding behind the screen and just, you know, I'll get you back for dumping me or whatever. It's hideous.
Yeah, didn't you have someone sending you pics recently?
Yeah, it wasn't revenge, but it was unwanted. My mistake was that I, you know, was like, oh, that's lovely because there was interest there. But I just felt it was so off-putting, Warren. It really, really was.
Yeah.
And the moment he asked me to send some photos, that's when there was just something in my body that wasn't really trusting with his person.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah, I've always been quite careful about sending photos as well. Always conscious of my mind.
What about in your little world?
I've always been careful because I've always had in my mind, what if someone does? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't trust people straight away. But, I think, no.
Well, I think that's wise not to trust people straight away because, I mean, something like revenge porn is massive.
Yeah, absolutely. And what can you do? Once something is out there, it's out there for good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And anyone could use it.
My heart aches when I think about teenagers going through that, you know, like their life is out there.
Absolutely, taking snaps. So anyway, this reporting tool is becoming available. So
how good is that?
If you are a victim of
what
it,
what are we spending on that?
It.
Portal.
So I think they're going to 4.8 million.
Wow.
The government has pledged so far. That's part of a $10 million plan to tackle image-based abuse.
Wow.
Which is great.
Any money on abuse is worthwhile, isn't it, darling?
Absolutely.
I am done, Whistle. Your nose is a little pimple nose.
It is not.
It's so, mate, read off the red nose.
It's clean.
You know what you need to do, darling? Because you're a beautiful looking man, but you need to exfoliate.
I do.
Especially
not.
That nose.
What is it? Is it just buffing your skin?
Buffing? Well, no, it's like something rough.
So you reckon I need sandpaper?
Like you get a scourer. You get a scourer and you just scrape the skin off your face and it gets rid of all the blackheads and stuff, basically. You know what I mean?
Have you seen those?
Go to your nearest pharmaceutical company. I'm sure you know people.
Those things that you stick on your face that
you peel
off.
Yeah, and then I don't have to look at all your little white heads and your blackheads on your nose.
I've got a clean nose. Mm.
But no, you haven't exfoliated before, have you?
No, I haven't.
No. Don't you do your body though, like so it's nice and soft and tender?
I have like a scrubbing thing that I use in the shower.
Well, similar to that, darling, just do one for your face.
There's one for your feet.
Oh, you're kidding me. Nope, I need that.
They're exfoliating socks.
Oh my.
They're exfoliating socks and they're like little plastic bags.
Oh my God. And you took us off.
Yeah. You put them on your feet.
Right.
And they're full of a chemical.
Oh, my God. So that sounds terrible.
They look exactly like plastic bags.
So they're full of, okay.
They're full of chemicals and the chemicals peel off hardened skin on your feet.
That sounds shocking.
Making them smooth and baby soft within 10 days, that according sounds, to the product. So it's like a gentle chemical peel. Mm. But one of the reviewers tried it and she said she felt this tingling sensation.
Yeah, of course you did.
Now, that just reminded me. So I remember once I was in Thailand and my friend who I was travelling with convinced me to put my feet into one of those pools of fish that eat your feet. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my
life. Oh, my God. Were they nibbling at your
toes?
They
were nibbling at my little toes and everything.
Oh, my God. That
would
have been so uncomfortable.
I stuck them in and I was thinking, oh, this is probably the dirtiest water that I've ever put my feet in. I put them in and all these little fish and it was like little pins going. It was
just. Well, maybe they were exfoliating your feet.
They were exfoliating my feet, but the problem is they exfoliated too much.
Oh, my God.
And then I remember walking home thinking, ow, it was like I had no.
Missing toe.
Missing toe. It's like I had no skin on my feet. It was really, really painful afterwards.
Well, look, I don't like the idea of the chemicals around, but, you know, rubbing your feet together and getting your skin off sounds better than getting chemicals.
Or, you know what else? Just walk along the beach.
Exactly.
On the sand.
Yeah.
Are you an exfoliator?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do my body all the time. I don't do my face.
What do you use?
I just use a loofah.
Well, you put a big plastic bag on you with chemicals in it. You know when you buy something new, you get a new smell with it.
Oh, you always get a new smell?
Like new cars.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be new though.
That's
not in your case.
There you get. There's lots of new smells in this studio, I can tell you that. But you get, there's a candle out, right? Well, it was released a while ago and it makes, it's called, it gives you that new Mac. Like, you know, a new Mac computer smell.
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
People are buying this crap.
For around $30, you can make your home smell like a freshly unboxed Apple Mac.
Are you for real? So people are sniffing their Macs? Like what?
Yeah,
I don't remember sniffing my Mac when I pulled it out of the box.
It's a mix of mint, peach, basil, lavender, mandarin and sage. The candle completely sold out. It's been out of stock for a while. Until now, there's a brand new one.
We are seriously fools, consumers. We are fools. Look what we're being sold.
This is the Mac candle number two, right? So if you can't afford a new Mac, you can get this candle and pretend you got one.
Pretend you got one on your 20-year-old PC.
It's got an updated scent with, and I quote, strong notes of, is it bergamot?
Bergamot.
Bergamot, lemon and tarragon.
I prefer bergamot.
Bergamot, which reminds people more of a new Mac than the previous generation did, apparently.
Right.
And the manufacturer said when we put the new Mac candle to the test last year and tried to make people guess what the candle smelled like, we got answers ranging from old grass to urinal cake.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
But not one person guessed that it was the smell of a new Mac.
Right, so that's what a new Mac smells like, urinal cake.
Urinal cake, apparently. So anyway, these new ones apparently do smell more like a new...
Talk about pissing in your pocket.
A new Mac computer. Who would buy one?
And they're pissing in our pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Pissing in our pockets.
Pay $30 for this candle that smells like piss. I mean, seriously?
Seriously.
This is what we've come to, darling.
This is what we've come to.
Oh,
absolutely.
Ridiculous. Are you a candle?
I've been lighting candles.
Have you talked a thrush?
I've been lighting candles since I had that little.
What do they smell like? Bergamot?
Spiritual reading, healing.
Oh yes.
Last week,
you've changed since that spiritual.
Have I?
Healing? Yeah.
A lot calmer.
Very calm.
How's my aura today?
Oh, your aura is very yellow today. Well,
it's yellow. It's meant to be. Apparently, it's been completely reset. So since I had that, I have been lighting candles.
Have you?
Yeah, I've become very spiritual.
Right. Do you light them when you're out or just at home?
No, just.
So you don't have one in your handbag where you just.
I don't have one in my hand, I light one in front of a piece of equipment.
Can you imagine if you did that the other night when we met at a bar? I'm just lighting a candle.
I'm just lighting a candle.
Just take away all the spirits around me.
All my spirit guides.
That's great, though, that you've been tuning into your spirituality, darling.
I have. It completely changed me.
Yeah.
I reckon
How's
you should have
How's your grandfather?
One. He's very well, thank you. Although I haven't spoken to him since. I need to go back to this spiritual healing to be able to talk to him again.
Oh, okay.
So to see what else he's got to
now,
say.
Now, how long is your... He's deceased, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with
but
you.
He came
I'm not making fun.
He came and said hello.
No, I think it's very special because you were very emotional when you called me 20 times on that day.
Hey, coming up this hour, yes. What do you reckon is the word that people hate the most?
The word?
There is a word.
Does it start with C?
No, okay. It doesn't,
what
actually.
What about B?
No, no.
G?
No, you go through the whole alphabet.
D?
No, none of them. How I'm going to tell you about it later this hour, what it is.
F?
You'll be quite surprised, but it's what you hate the most. And when I say it, you'll understand why. So what do you reckon is the word that people hate the sound the most?
I reckon it's the C word, definitely.
Nah.
No.
Not the C word?
No.
I mean, you might think it's something like ooze, no?
Ooze.
Pus.
Oh, my God, I know what it is. Oh, no, that's got five letters. I hate the word. Can I say, I cringe every time I hear this word, moist.
That's it.
But it's not four words, buddy. I mean, four letters,
it's
five.
I never said it was four letters.
Oh, okay.
Where did you get the four letters from? I have no idea. It's moist.
I hate it. I absolutely cringe when someone says a moist, and I reckon I've said it a few times, and every time I've said it, I said, why did I use that word?
Well, it's kind of a weird word.
It's horrible.
Because
yuck.
It can describe a succulent fruit.
It can.
Or it could be you're describing the perfect cake.
Yes.
But it's also an open lesion.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it might be sometimes an uncomfortable feeling you're having below.
Yes.
But something that can describe.
Like right now.
Like it can describe food.
Yeah.
But it can also be grotesque.
Yeah, exactly.
But that apparently is the word that is hated the most.
And you know what? I really don't like it. How do you feel about it?
Moist.
Moist. I'm feeling really moist. I mean, how disgusting is that? Imagine going on a date, and I don't care how beautiful the woman is. If she says to me, I'm feeling really moist,
oh.
I'd be out that door. I'd be running for my life.
Because when you say, as you said, though, I was thinking, what's growing?
But yeah, exactly.
What's growing there?
Exactly. It's just not a sexy word, people.
In that moist environment.
And Fuzzy, your dog, went to the beauty parlor yesterday and had his nails done.
He had his nails done.
He got a little trim as well. He had a haircut.
He's had a haircut. He's looking absolutely fantastic. But I must say, they've left his ears a bit fluffy for
Have
my
they?
Liking. So he looks like he's got, you know, those fluffy ear muffs you can
totally.
Buy?
Totally. Like he looks like he's got headphones.
He looks like he's got headphones on. He's got these.
Is he still itching crazily?
They put this powder on him and he gets very scratchy with it and his tail's a little bit fluffy. It's like a feather duster.
Right.
So, you know, he's.
Well, he can multitask.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
But he does look really, really good, but he's getting very excited.
Is he getting very excited?
He's getting very excited because there is a doggy festival, music festival.
Oh, my God.
Coming up. It's called Doggapalooza.
Doggapalooza.
And the festival director, Abby Gee, is joining us in the studio to tell us all about Melbourne's first dog-friendly music festival. Morning, Abby.
Good morning.
So what is now? Is this where the dogs all sit around in a rave and put their paws up in the air and start dancing?
No. Oddly, not. That's not what happens. But it's basically just like a normal music festival, except the music's a bit more down tempo and there's no vomit to step over. Things like that.
Are humans allowed?
Oh yes.
Oh
yes,
lovely.
Yeah.
Now, when you say the music is more down tempo, I allegedly heard a rumor a while ago that dogs love reggae.
Do they?
Wow. Okay. Well, they're not going to like me very much this next festival. There's no reggae, but. It's we have to do a mixture because we're obviously trying to cover a lot of people's musical tastes as well. So it tends to be acoustic focus, but then we close with Lanx this year, who's a bit more electro, but it's still, you know, lay around in the park stuff, which is what we sort of set the bar at musically.
Yeah. So. How cute. So I'm just imaging a bunch of dogs going
off. Do they come like up and sort of ask the DJ, say, hey, can you put on this track for us?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they've got no boundaries at all, so much like a lot of people at festivals. So they will literally come up to Axe and Axe will jump off stage and start filming everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean all the dogs. So they really hijack the whole show, but it's good. It's a completely different energy to other festivals that I've done. So,
and I bet dogs are a lot easier than dealing with humans. You know what I mean?
Oh, especially socialized dogs. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't socialized. So well socialized dogs, which are the dogs that come to our event, are just a dream. We just don't have problems at all.
How fantastic!
Now, what are some of the lineups you've got organized for
this year? So we have Abby Cardwell, who's God, what would you guys know her from down here? She was one of the contestants on.
Yeah, I know that name. Yeah,
what is it?
X Factor. I something. Think it was an
yeah,
X Factor
yeah. But
or
she's.
Runner-up.
I actually know her from Adelaide. She's amazing. And then we've got Deborah Conway.
Love her.
Who I love as well. She's fantastic. And then we start moving into our more electro acts, which is Evangeline and Lanx. So,
oh, how fantastic.
So, yeah. Now, it's at Burnley Park, which is where I do Walk Fuzzy.
Yeah,
it's a great park.
Yeah, you go there all the time.
Well,
it's so convenient.
The reason I like it is because I find different dog parks have different types of people.
Mm.
And they're very friendly there. Everyone's friendly with their dogs. So I can imagine, you know, they all chat and all the dogs sniff each other. Check each other out.
Love a sniff.
There'll be lots of sniffing at the festival.
Yeah. Are you going to wear your onesie dog outfit?
I'm going to wear
get dressed up as a dog.
Yeah. That could be a problem.
I know.
Yeah. You don't want to look like a dog because bad things could happen to you. But, yeah, look, it's your call.
So if we want to go, where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets from Oztix. I think we're down to our last 500 or so now.
It sells out, doesn't it?
Yeah, if we sell out this year, this will be the third year of us selling out. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
And don't forget, take along lots of plastic bags as well.
Plastic bags?
Plastic bags.
Yeah, that's really
to clean up after your dog.
They'll get overexcited like us. That's right.
That's right. The good track will come on and then it'll bang. There it comes. So it's on Sunday the 12th of November from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. mm-hmm. at Burnley Park in Richmond. Grab your tickets. Abby, thanks for coming into Joy and letting us know. We'll see you
thanks
there.
For having me.
We'll
thanks,
have Fuzzy there. We'll come up and we'll pick the tune.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll like this tune that we'll put on now.
Yeah, Calvin Harris. Oh, yeah, they love Calvin Harris.
Do they?
Very dog-friendly. Thanks, Abby. There was a swarm of bees that terrorised one of Perth's most crowded streets last Friday.
Bees?
Yep, that's right. A swarm of bees forced authorities to close a number of shops while they controlled the crisis. Now, it's a big thing because yesterday...
Right.
I was sitting on my deck.
Yeah.
Right, doing some work.
Mm.
And I've got lots of citrus trees and they're all in flower at the moment.
Oh, are they?
And there's lots of bees.
Yes.
One of them landed on the back of my hand. And it landed there and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I can't move. And it stayed there for about 5 minutes. I don't know why it decided.
Did you get scared?
I got really scared.
Oh,
I thought, do I flick it off? Is it going to stick its little stinger in me? And it was just sitting there having a good time. Sort of, well, this is a nice place, warm place to rest. But the reason I was so scared of it, because once I was riding a bike and I...
Can't believe I just called you a little weasel. I'll take that back.
I jumped off my bike and I dumped it on the ground because I needed to have a wee, right? I was in the bush.
Yes.
And it was mountain biking and I did my thing. I came back to it, but I must have dumped it on something. I don't know what it was, but a bee had landed. My bike is white and it must have attracted it, and a bee landed right on the bar that goes between your legs.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm riding and I felt this sudden sensation right in the corner of my crotch.
Oh, my God.
And it had gone there and it stung me.
Oh, on your crotch?
Yeah, and it was one of the most...
Oh, my God, that would have been... You would have been up without wanting to be up.
Because I was thinking, what's that pain? And then I looked and there it was. But the bee had gone and left its little stinger in.
Oh,
so,
you poor darling, that would have killed.
Yeah. And then I was riding, I was with a group of friends and I was thinking, I feel a bit faint and a bit dizzy and I was trying to pretend nothing was wrong. But,
oh, no.
So, yeah, this little thing landed on my hand and I thought, oh, my goodness. What do
That's
I do?
Terrible.
Have you ever been stung?
Have I ever been stung? I think from a jellyfish.
A jellyfish?
That counts. It's not a bee, but yeah, it killed.
They're really bad.
It killed, yeah. In Greece, when I was living in Greece, it really hurt. Oh. I thought I was going to die, but all my cousins were like, you'll be right. You'll be right.
don't you put vinegar or something on?
No,
or is that probably the old
nothing.
Thing?
I just kept swimming after I had... I think I feel a little bit traumatised still from it, but I just kept swimming after it.
Did you?
Yeah, I've learnt how to deal with pain, darling.
Oh, good on you.
I'm to teach you the raps.
I'm scared of them
Take
now.
Take it to Greece and get bitten by a real thing. You know what I mean? Not a bee.
I don't know if you've noticed, there's a lady near Joy here
right.
in the morning, and when I walk to the tram stop, she's always crying.
Aww.
But it's not just...
You sure?
She's really...
Is it when she sees you or is it...
Maybe it is when she sees... But I've noticed a few times, she's usually
probably
standing...
Fine up until you walked up to her.
She's standing and she's bawling her eyes out.
Aww.
But it's like she's, you know, really crying. She's not just
that
sobbing.
Hurts.
And I've noticed it, but I've noticed she's in the same spot. And it's happened a few times.
Have you ever approached her?
No, I haven't. But someone was talking to her last time, So, yeah, I don't know, but I feel for it. It just made me think how you get comfortable when – are you comfortable crying in public?
Actually, no, I'm not, but I wish I was, and I'm going to work towards feeling comfortable because I think we should all feel comfortable in crying. It's just an emotion, just like laughing.
Because she's obviously comfortable. She doesn't care what –
good on her.
Good on her. I actually admire her, so I don't know what's upsetting her. But, but I've known she's there most days, standing there having, having a good cry.
That makes me quite sad.
So she's probably in
touch
with
her emotions.
Maybe check
in with her and ask her if she's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will when I go past her next time.
Yeah.
I burst into tears once.
Did you?
Yeah.
You burst into tears all the time in front of me.
I must have had a really hard day. I can't remember what had happened.
Where were you?
And I was at the supermarket. And this woman, she said to me, "You look like you've had a really hard day."
Oh, darling. I used to get that in Sydney a lot.
your mouth starts quivering.
Do you know what? That is so funny because the moment someone asks you, "Are you okay?" or "You look like you're sad," whatever, that's when you burst.
I know.
Isn't it? It just gives them all you need to hear is someone that can see that you're suffering, and bang, you let it rip.
She just asked out.
But I think I want to do it more, darling. I think that we need to cry in public and even on radio. Like I wouldn't shy away from crying on radio if I really felt an emotion.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe
let's do it. Let's be vulnerable.
We'll start being vulnerable.
After the song break, we'll cry.
Showing our emotions, showing joy. Got a new term for you.
Mm.
It's a professional term.
Right.
It's come from Stanford management professor and office bullies expert Robert Sutton.
Robert Sutton, is it?
Yep, and he's come up with a new preferred term for office bullying.
Yep.
It's called arseholism.
Oh, I love it.
Yep, and he's used it, and he's also he's got a new book, and he talks about he's got a book called the Arsehole Survival Guide: How to Deal with People Who Treat You Like Dirt.
Wow, I love it.
What
already.
A great title for a book. And he says that one of the best way to deal with office bullies, if you can't actually leave the job immediately, because you need to earn your living, is to put a bit of distance between you.
Yeah,
which sounds rather simple, but he found that you're four times more likely to communicate with a colleague who sits 6 feet away than one who sits 60 feet away.
Yeah, and also using that grey rock technique,
Absolutely.
Basically.
So explain the grey rock technique.
Well, grey rock technique is basically not giving any reaction whatsoever to the bully, like nothing. Of course, if they've come over to
So still communicating with them.
Communicating, exactly, but not showing any emotional that you're bothered by the bullying because it's just encouraging them. I know that doesn't sound quite encouraging.
But not giving an emotional reaction.
Exactly.
So still communicating.
And sometimes you can't help but have an emotional reaction depending how full on the bullying is. But they survive and thrive on our attention, basically. So that's what grey rock technique means, basically. Just show no...
Well, this bullies expert, Robert Sutton, he also says there's another downside to rubbing elbows with jerks, and that is the increased likelihood that you copy their behaviours.
Yeah.
He says humans transmit emotions like a common cold, and bullying behaviour is one of the most contagious types. And in fact, in one study of workplace seating, employees who sat next to toxic colleagues were themselves 150% more likely to be terminated for poor conduct.
Wow, interesting.
So it does rub off.
Yeah.
Have you ever been bullied?
Yeah, I've been bullied throughout all my working career. So yeah,
it's just a horrible thing.
It comes in so many different shapes and sizes, though.
I was in a job once, and there was a particular girl that was in my area, and she was sleeping with the CEO of the company.
Yeah.
But we didn't get along at all, the girl and I, at all. And she would run, and she would say, "If you don't do this, I'm going to go and tell the CEO." And then she would go and tell him, and then he would come down on me like a ton of bricks. It was such a horrible, toxic environment. I managed to get out of there.
Yeah.
It's
terrible. What about the covert bullies that, you know, sugarcoat their behaviour?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I think that's the worst. We've dealt with one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm just trying to help you out, but I really care for your career.
Oh, rubbish. Not at all.
Emails and texting through. So deal with the bullies.
Absolutely. So that's the new word, arseholism.
Maybe we can get it for an arsehole, the book, I mean.
That's it for
it is.
Us
Fantastic.
Today.
Fantastic. I can't wait to leave you. Hey, now listen, I just want to say that I'm really excited about the fact that Shane is going to be presenting music between 9 and 12, playing Joy's most uplifting music, and he's lots of fun. But the other exciting thing is he's probably going to be at Northside Bazaar as well tomorrow? As you tomorrow. Where is it? It's at the Laird.
At the Laird.
Yes.
Yep.
And
closing off the street.
It's very exciting because it's going to have a lot of Joy presenters, so you get to meet them. Unfortunately, listeners, please, it's okay. I'm not going to be there, but just try to be supportive for one.
They can come up and say hello to me because I'll be lonely. I will. I'll be so lonely without you. I'll
you
be
love
lost.
Attention. Look at you.
I'll be
you
lost.
I'll be lonely.
I'll be lost. I'll be lost without
so
you.
So make sure you go check out Warren. He's a beautiful man and he's kind and loving and he's going to be giving you some sausages.
While you're in the kitchen cooking.
Exactly.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.